Evening Nuna.
8:44 Friday morning. Want to take you back briefly to one of the greatest moments in Irish sport, which happened in March 2009 when this man, Bernard Dunn, became a boxing world champion. Still get goosebumps listening to that.
Total goosebumps.
Did you hear the noise of the crowd?
I know, the tears are coming. Like, yes! One
of the highest moments in Bernard's career, but like all sporting careers, they do come to an end. And less than a year later, Bernard Dunn was retired and kind of facing and staring into the abyss. What do you do when your career comes to an end? Well, now Bernard, who is the High Performance Director of the Irish Athletic Boxing Association, is also working with Indeed, who are the supporters of and partners of Team Ireland for the Tokyo Olympics. And he is now a career coach to help people go from sport or any career into the so-called afterlife and what you do next. And Bernard has some great advice and also his thoughts on the Olympics. So here's what Bernard got up to in the immediate aftermath of his retirement.
You know, initially it was great, you know, first 2-3 months. So in sport, you're very regimented. You know what you're doing 24-7, 365. So all of a sudden I went to having so much free time in my hands, not having to watch my weight, so being able to eat and drink what I wanted.
Nice.
You know, so simple things like that. But that becomes boring very quickly and you start to think, but well, what else am I going to do with myself? I need some structure in my life. I need some regime that I can walk off. And that then hit me, I suppose, like harder than any box I've ever taken, I would say.
You're a great example, Bernard, of somebody who's made a successful transition from the highest level of sport. You've done many things, and I'm not going to list them all off here now, but you learned Irish, you've made television shows, you put yourself back through college, and you're also the High Performance Director, one of the highest jobs in sport in Ireland, and that is looking after our most coveted and most successful team at the Olympics, our boxers. Is Bernard Dunn? Bernard Dunn, of course, is a former boxing world champion, Irish sporting legend. He's also the coach of the high performance team, our boxers. So Bernard is obviously keeping a keen eye on what will happen with the Olympics. He's also, it is an Olympic year. Yeah. It is February. Do you know what's happening?
I know what we're doing, and that's the piece that we can control, and that's the big piece that we focus on. Is what we can't control is right now is where the qualifiers take place and what the whole sequence around the Olympic Games is going to look like. The Olympic Games are going to happen.
You think?
I'd be very confident that the Olympic Games are going to happen. Because you've got to remember, the Olympic Games, like we plan to go to Tokyo June 28th. So we're in Tokyo, literally a month before the Games take place. So there's loads of time to isolate, quarantine, do all the health checks. Like we've been training for the last 12 months. Like our training environment hasn't changed. So elite sport hasn't been overly impacted upon. Big concern for me would be club athletes and underage athletes not getting access to sport and gyms. And I'm not just talking about boxing here. I think across the board, young athletes or young cohorts people, we need to engage them. You know, they need to be given that outlet. And that's what sport gives the kids. Gives them something that they enjoy, something that's fun. It engages them with their friends. It's healthy for them. It stimulates the brain. Sport, there's so many things that you get from sport that are so valuable to education, to your working life. All the skills you learn from it, discipline, dedication, you know, hard work, ability to listen and take in instructions, ability to follow a plan. You know, all these things are so relevant to our normal lives. And I just, it must be so difficult now for any club around the country to keep their athletes stimulated and engaged and wanting to do something.
Bernard, boxing is our most successful Olympic sport. Can you give us 3 names of maybe some of the bright stars of the future that we should all be looking out for right now?
I suppose firstly you'd have to speak around our female squad. You know, we've got a fantastic female team. Kelly Harrington, world gold medalist. We've Aoife O'Rourke, European gold medalist. We've Michaela Walsh, European silver medalist. You've Grainne Walsh, European bronze medalist. You've Christina Desmond, world top 8. You've Amy Broadhurst. Amy's got more gold medals than I have clothes, I think, at this stage. She's just a phenomenal athlete. You've Curtis Smith. We've so many athletes coming through the female system. It's great to see. And then we've got the likes of Michael Nevin, Court Walker, Brendan Irvine. Like, Brendan Irvine's a double Olympian. Now, he's only just turned 24 years of age. It's an incredible achievement.
Well, there you go. That's a lot more than 3, and that just shows the strength and depth of your team. So everything crossed for you and the team, not only to get to Tokyo 2021, but to bring success to the team and, of course, to the country. And it's a lift. We could all do it. Bernard, before we say goodbye, given your role with Indeed as a career coach, for anyone watching this, at whatever level of sport they compete, and maybe for whatever reason that's coming to an end, what top advice would you have?
Often as a sports person, it's a fear. It's a fear of exposing yourself. I remember sitting outside college for the very first time when I went back to college. And I was sitting in the car and I was thinking, you're Bernard on the Boxer. What are you doing going in here? Now, people are going to be looking at you and saying, you're Bernard on the Boxer. You shouldn't be going to college. And I actually started the car on the very first morning. I was reversing out to go home. And I just said, you know what? Let's give it an opportunity. Let's go in and see what happens. I went in and I didn't leave. So give yourself that opportunity is what I'd say to anybody who's making that transition, or anybody in general. You've got to give something a go. One thing you find out when you try something is, one, I like it and I want to do it, or two, I don't like it, I don't want to do it. But the most important is that you give yourself that opportunity to find out. So don't be afraid to try something. Yeah, it's really important. Fear can stop us doing a lot of things. You just need to push through that.
Great, we were motivated there after that, weren't we?
Oh, big time. Feel the fear and do it anyway.
Punch our way through it. Yeah. Thanks to Bernard Dunn for joining us. We had a lengthy chat with him about a lot more than you've heard there. And you can see all that on the iRadio app. And if you want to find out more about the Indeed Career Coach, the website is indeedcareercoach.ie if you're looking to take those next steps. You got to get through the fear.
Scary,
very confident about the
done.
Olympics as well.
I know, right? So
we're going to have
ahead.
20 medals. It's going ahead. Life is good.
Right, okay. I believe you, Bernard.
I wouldn't mess with him. Right, thank you to Bernard Dunn for joining us on the show. Hey. Hey.
With Now TV. Stream the TV you love without a contract on Now TV.
Back Tuesday at 7 a.m. Radio.